Tales Along El Camino Sierra is proud to present a four-part story this week on the Great Mount Whitney Fish Hatchery in honor of this historic treasure's 100th anniversary this year. This is Episode 3. California Fish and Game Commissioner M.J. Connell was deeply moved by the grandeur of the magnificent Sierra Nevada Mountains while inspecting the proposed site at Oak Creek for the new hatchery. He felt the majestic scenery was the perfect complement for a show hatchery and instructed his engineering team to design a building that would match the mountains, would last forever, and would be a showplace for all time. It wasn't just a world-class building that Connell wanted. John McLaren, the famed landscape architect from Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, was brought in to design world-class gardens and grounds around the hatchery. McLaren even sent his chief gardener from Golden Gate Park to the hatchery site to lay out the grounds according to his plans. Rocks were gathered within a quarter mile of the hatchery for its construction. The rocks were sorted and placed according to their size. Many of the rocks on the hatchery's outer walls are 2 to 3 feet thick, and the builders masterfully placed each and every stone, as none of the boulders were cut or broken. It's estimated the building is constructed of over 3,200 tons of granite. Work progressed on the hatchery in rapid fashion. By December 1916, the hatchery was nearly complete, a mere 9 months after work had first commenced. The state-of-the-art hatchery was turned over to the Fish and Game Commission on January of 1917, with the total price tag now between $60,000 and $75,000. In addition to the main room with the fish-rearing troughs, the Great Hatchery's first floor consisted of a large reception hall, outer and private offices, restrooms, and other support room. The second floor contained quarters for the superintendent and family, and the 90-foot-high tower contained a beautiful guest chamber and, above that, an observatory. The opposite end of the building contained accommodations for line staff. The state and the citizens of Inyo County were very proud of their magnificent new hatchery.